Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chav Zayin Mabez. We're holding on Chav Zayin Mabez, 7 lines from the top, V'Yisrael. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah of Yisrael, Shabbaisei Mishmar, Miskansin Ba'arayan, V'Kayim B'Maisei Bereshis. Now the Anshei Maimah they would read, the Kriyas HaTorah that they would read from, was from the Parish of Maisei Bereshis. So ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, why did they dafka read from Maisei Bereshis? Amar Rav Yaakov Baracha, Amar Rav Asi. It's because Amalu Ma'amadois Lo Niskayimu Shamayim Va'aretz. It's because if not for Karbonos, if not for Maimadois, meaning Karbonos, so then we wouldn't have a world. So the Gemara is going to prove that in a moment, that we need the Karbonos to be Mechaper when we do Averis, and without that we wouldn't have a world. Because of that, so therefore when they would daven for the Karbon, when they would daven during, for the Anshei Maimi would daven, so they would read from the Kriyas HaTorah of, that discusses the Maisei Bereshis, because they're very connected. If not for the Karbonos, we wouldn't have Maisei Bereshis. Now how do we know this, that this fact is true, that we need the Karbonos? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, so Amar Avram Rebbeinu Shalom. Avram Avinu was saying to Hashem, Hashem, Shema Yisro Chayitun Lefanecha, Ata Oislam Kedor Amabu Kedor Aflago. That maybe Klal Yisro in the future, maybe they're going to do Averis, and then you're going to wipe them out like you did to the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlago. So Amar Leilav, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, no, not going to happen. Amar Lefanov, so Avram Avinu persists. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom, Haydienu B'mei Yerushana. How do I know it's really going to happen? Maybe they're going to do Averis. Maybe they're really not going to be deserving. So Amar Le, Hashem says, Chali Eglam Mishulashas, Ve'ez Mishulashas, V'goymer, gives him the whole parasha by the Brisbane of Besarim. And he was telling him that you'll have the parish of Karbonos, you have animals, you have Karbonos, if Klal Yisrael ever does Averis, it doesn't matter, or not to worry too much, you could bring Karbonos and that will be Mechaper for their Averis. So Amar Lefanov, Avram Avinu, again, persists, and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, Tinach B'zman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That works when we have a Beis HaMikdash. B'zman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matahei Aleihem. But what's going to be when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? There's no Karbonos. So Amar Lo, Hashem says not to worry. Kvar Tikanti Lahem Seder Karbonos. I was Mesader in the Torah. The parshias of the Karbonos, and bizman shekirin bahen lefanai malani aleihem kilo hakrivim lefanai. When they read from these parshias, I consider it as if they brought the karbon. Vani meichul lehem akol v'neseihem, and it has the same effect. I'll be meichul on all their averis. So even just reading from the parsha of the Karbonos helps as well. But akobanim, again, you see that if not for the Karbonos, we wouldn't have shemayim va'aretz. It's only because we have Karbonos that's what's able to help us when we do averis. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, then Anshe Mishmar, how you misspell in our carbon acheim, she is kavel baratzi. Now, Anshe Mishmar, so they would go and daven in the Beis HaMikdash by the Karbonos, they would daven that the carbon should be accepted. Anshe Maimon, Wisconsin, the Beis HaKnesses, Anshe Maimon would go and gather in the shuls, the Yoshin Arbatanyais, they would fast four fast during the week. Besheni B'Shavis, Beshlishi, Berviyu, Bechamishi, Monday through Thursday. Besheni Al Yardei Ayam, on Monday for those that were traveling through the sea, Beshlishi Aholchim Edbarais, those traveling through the desert, Berviyu Al Asachro, Wednesdays for people for the disease, Sholtipo Al Hatinoikais, that children shouldn't be affected by it, and Bechamishi Al Ubarais Imenikais, and on Thursdays for people, for women who are expecting or nursing, Ubarish Liapilu, those that were expecting that they shouldn't miscarry, and Menikois, Yenikois Beneim, nursing mothers, that they should be able to continue nursing. On Fridays they did not fast because it's not Kveda Shabbos to go into Shabbos in pain. And surely on Shabbos itself you don't want to be in pain, and therefore they did not fast on Shabbos. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? So says the Gemara three terutzim. It's because the Christians, they look at Sunday as like a Yom Tif, and we don't want them to get upset at us if we're like desecrating their Yom Tif and we're fasting on Sundays. It's the third day from the creation of man. Man was created on Friday, Sunday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday is the third day. The third day after an operation, like Mila, a person is very weak, and therefore it's not a good day to fast. It's because we just lost the Neshama Yaseira on Masei Shabbos, and therefore a person is weak, not a good day to fast. How do we know about this concept of Neshama Yaseira? Damar Yishlakish Neshama Yaseira Nitnu Bai Ba'adam Be'erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos a person is given a Neshama Yaseira. And B'matzei Shabbos Naitnu Naisem Yimenu. On Matzei Shabbos it's taken from him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shabbos Vaynafash Kevin Sheshavas Vayav the Nefesh. Once Shabbos is over, once a person completed Shabbos, so then Vayav the Nefesh, whoa, I'm losing the Nefesh, I'm losing the Neshama Yaseira. That's when a person loses his Neshama Yaseira. Memel on Sunday a person is naturally weaker, and that's not a good time to fast. Now we said in the Mishnah, B'yamarishon Bereshis V'yirikia. The Kriya for the Sunday of the Mamadais was the Parsha of Bereshis and Yehirikia. So Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Bereshis B'shnayim, Yehirikia B'achad. The Parsha of Bereshis is read, divided into two Aliyahs, and Yehirikia in one Aliyah. So Bishlam, Yehirikia B'achad, Tlas Apsukei Havu. I understand why Yehirikia is made as one Aliyah, because it's only three Psukim, and an Aliyah has to be three Psukim. El Bereshis B'shnayim, my time, Chamisha Psukei Havyan. How could they divide up Bereshis into two different aliyahs? It's only five psukim. Utani, we learned in the Braisa, Akairi Batayra al Yivchis Mishleish psukim. An aliyah is not supposed to have less than three psukim. So Rav Amar Doileg, Ushmul Amar Paisik. Rav says the way they divided Bereshis into two aliyahs is that the second aliyah, he went back to Pasuk Gimel. So the first aliyah read Aleph Beis Gimel. The second aliyah went back to Gimel and read Gimel Dalad Hay. So each one read three. Ushmul Amar Paisik, Shmuel says you divide up Pasuk Gimel. So the first aliyah read Aleph Beis, half of Gimel. The second aliyah read half of Gimel Dalad Hay. The Rav Damar Doileg, my time alayam are Paisik. Why did Rav say to be Paisik? Ksavra kol psuka dolei paski maisha anan lei paskin anlei. He held that any pasuk that maisha benu didn't split up, so we don't split it up. Ushmul amar Paisik. Shmuel who says to be Paisik, umi paskinan, is that really okay? Va amar Rabbi Chanina, kara, that tsar gadol hayali eitzar Rabbi Chanina hagadol. I had tremendous tsar by Rabbi Chanina HaGadol to try to convince him to allow me to split up Sukkim. And he only allowed me to split up Sukkim for children and to help me teach them, because it makes it more manageable to split up the Sukkim for them. That was the only heter he gave me, but otherwise you're not allowed to split up Sukkim. So Vishmuel, how did he say to be Paisik? Says the Gemara, Hasam time amai mishum doi efshir. Hachanami loy efshir. Just like over there, because it was like efshir to teach the children without splitting it up. So therefore there was a heter to be paisek. Here too also, we need to divide up the liya of Bereshis into two. It's not possible without being paisek, so there's also a heter to be paisek over here. Shmuel amar paisek. My time amar daileg. It's not true that there's no other heter. There's no other way to do it. You could be daileg. Why not be daileg? Says the Gemara, Gzeir Misham Anichnasan, Gzeir Misham Ayaitzen. If somebody comes in late and he sees that the second Ayla is starting from Pasuk Gimel, he's going to assume that the first Ayla just read Beis and Aleph and Beis, only read two Psukim. And if someone leaves early and he sees that the first Ayla read Aleph Beis Gimel and there's only two Psukim left in the Parsha, he's going to assume that the second Ayla is reading Dalad and Hay. So they're going to assume that you could have a two Pasuk Aliyah. So Al Tzis Gzeira, Shmuel said that it's not Kedai to be Doileg, rather to be Paisik. Now ask the Gemara both on Rav and Shmuel, Meisve, Parasha Shal Shisha Psukim Karina Isa Bishnayim, Bishal Chamisha Biyachit. A six Pasuk Parasha you read in two Aliyahs, five Pasuk Parasha you have to read with one. Vim Harisha and Kairi Shleisha. And if let's say by a five Pasuk Parasha, the first Ayla, he only read three of the Psukim instead of reading all five. So then Asheni, the next Ayla, he's Kairi Shnayim, Mi Parasha Zu, Ve'echa Mi Parasha Acharis. He reads the last two of this Parasha, and he continues and reads a third Pasuk from a different Parasha. And some say Shleisha, that when he reads from the second parasha, he should read an additional three psukim. Because you're not supposed to start a new parasha and only read one pasuk. You're not supposed to read less than three. But Al Kapanim says the Gemara, Lamand Amar Doilig Lidlik, Ulamand Amar Paisik Lifsik. Why is the Braisa, why does it say that you have to read a five Pasuk parasha with one Ayla, and then it says that this whole Eitzah of going to the next parasha, why not just be Doilig, and why not just be Paisik? Why can't we use these Eitzahs of Rav and Shmuel? So says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, this say Ravcha. No, over there it's different. The reason why the Braisa says to read into the next parsha is because we're talking about a regular Kriyas HaTorah, where the next parsha is part of the same parsha, so to speak. It's part of Parsha Shalach, it's part of Parsha Balaischa, it's the same parsha, it's the same Inyan. So you have that option to go into the next parsha. But by the Maimadis, where we're Dafka reading the about the day of creation of the first and second day, Bereshis and Yerikia, so there's no option to just go into the next parsha. We have to Dafka read this, so that's where Rav and Shmuel gave the eitzes of being Doilig and Paisik. There's no kasha from this Braisa. Avada, if you could read into the next parsha, that would be the best. It's just in our case, that wasn't an option.